2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 21. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Revelations 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when he is about to trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished. Daniel 9:24. 70 weeks are apportioned to close the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make propitiation for iniquity, and to bring in the righteousness of the ages, and to seal up vision and prophet, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. In the dispensations from Adam to Moses and from Moses to Christ, everything was unveiled, manifested, and there was no mystery. It will be the same in the dispensation of the millennial kingdom and in the new heaven and new earth. Everything will be unveiled, and there will be no more mystery. But in the dispensation from Christ to the millennial kingdom, everything is a mystery. The incarnation of Christ, as the beginning of this dispensation of mystery, is a mystery. Christ Himself, the Church, the Kingdom of the Heavens, the Gospel, the indwelling of Christ, and the coming resurrection and transfiguration of the saints as the end of this dispensation of mystery are all mysteries that were hidden in the times of the ages. All these mysteries will be over, completed, and finished at the trumpeting of the seventh trumpet. At the trumpeting of the seventh trumpet, not only God's judgment of wrath upon the earth but also the mystery of God are finished. Today's reading. At the completion of His judgment of the world, Christ will come back to take full possession of the earth. The whole earth will belong to Him, not one part of it will belong to anyone else. Today many nations are fighting to increase their territory, but they are fighting in vain, for whatever they gain will eventually belong to Christ. In His coming back to take possession of the earth, Christ will be like another angel. A number of times in the book of Revelation the title another angel is used with respect to Christ. This title is used to denote Christ because, as God's administrator, He behaves like an angel. In the Old Testament, Christ was called the angel of Jehovah who was sent by God to carry out God's commission. When He comes to take over the earth, He will come as one who has been commissioned by God for this purpose. He will be another angel with great authority and will come in His glory. In His coming, Christ will place His right foot on the sea and the left on the land. This indicates that He will tread upon the sea and the land, which means that He will take possession of them. In the Bible, whatever your feet tread upon becomes your possession. Since Christ will tread upon the sea and the land, both the sea and the land will belong to Him. After Christ possesses the earth, He will finish the mystery of God. At that time the economy of God will be fully manifested. It will no longer be a mystery but an open secret. The book of Colossians reveals that Christ is the embodiment of the triune God. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The entire triune God is embodied in Christ, for all the fullness of the Godhead, that is, of the triune God, dwells in Christ bodily. Hence, the title Christ in Ephesians 3:11 indicates that this one is God's embodiment. Because the triune God has embodied Himself in Christ, Christ is the mystery of God, the mysterious story of God. Outside of Christ there is no God, and outside of Christ we cannot find God or contact God, because the triune God is altogether embodied in Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.